Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and the Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit 9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, we are thrilled to have Shannon the Cannon Hudson with us today. Shannon got his black belt at the age of 9. He's had over 60 amateur bouts and is a professional kickboxer as well as a professional boxer. He founded 9Round Fitness in 2008, and Shannon won the IKF Light Middleweight World Championship title on October 1st, 2011. And the Cannon is now the author of his soon-to-be-released book, 0 to 100. Shannon, brother, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Man, I'm excited. Hey, let's jump right into it, man. 0 to 100. Give us the backstory. Give us the story. Where are we at?
Oh, man, I tell you, it's kind of a labor of love because, it's very hard. It's very hard to, just like a rocket ship, it takes a lot of fuel to get it off the ground. And when you're starting a business and wanting to grow it, the funny thing is it took 5 years to get from 0 to 100, and it only took 1 year to go from 100 to 200 stores, and less than a year to go from 200 to 300. But the first 100 is so tough and so challenging. And I just wanted to lay out the whole life story of what I went through to get where I am and the lessons I learned. I call them knockout nuggets at the end of each chapter because those are the main nuggets that really I learned and I want the reader to go home with once they read the book.
Man, that is exciting. And the subtitle, I think, says it all. The blood, sweat, and tears of building a fitness chain from idea to 100 locations. Tell us about that idea and your passion. Obviously, you're a fighter, professional fighter. Tell us how you brought this to life and went from idea to 100, now 300-plus locations.
Yeah, it's a great question. And blood, sweat, and tears, it's literally blood, sweat, and tears. I know a lot of people say that figuratively, but I'm telling you, a lot of punches to get where I am. But I've always been passionate about business, and in fact, as a child, I was growing up in church, and this story is in the book, actually. It's really funny. It's my wife's favorite story. I'm in the church doing a children's lesson in front of the whole congregation. I'm probably 7 years old. And the instructor was the preacher's wife, said, does anyone know what a prophet is? And I raise my hand and say, it's the money you have left over after you pay all the bills, right? So
that's phenomenal, man.
So it's a different kind of prophet, right? So the whole congregation really laughed. And, my father, and mother knew I was going to be a business guy. So so that's what happened. I grew up because my dad was self-employed, and, my dad grew up on a farm. And so I just learned that you get out what you put in. You're not entitled to anything. You just have to give it your best, and you can go as far in this country. I'm telling you, we live in America. It's a ladder to climb. It's not a bed you lay in. I mean, you can go as far as you want to go. So, as I was going through my life and I grew up in martial arts, I got into business with my brother doing martial arts, something I loved, and I just had a passion for it, and I found out, wow, this can be a really legit business. I mean, this is crazy. I get to wear pajamas all day, a karate uniform, and barefooted, and I can make a living doing this. It's unbelievable. So when I graduated college, my brother said, let's partner together and grow these karate schools. And we actually did. We had three very successful martial arts academies, very professional in the upstate of South Carolina. And, I saw the difficulties of trying to expand that model. And one of the main ones is it took a long time to develop staff. I mean, the staff in a martial arts academy, they have to be a black belt number one. That takes 3 to 5 years. Not only that, they have to be great with people. They have to have an amazing personality. They have to be very skilled. So it was challenging to grow rapidly and scale quickly. However, fitness is a lot easier. There's a lot more people that just have a passion for fitness and that, you know, have good personality and love to be in shape. And fitness is a $30 billion industry, as you know. It's huge, a lot bigger than the martial arts industry. So, and I saw a model out there that I was really, really intrigued me, like Curves. I said, wow, Curves, they have 10,000 stores. You know, and what I liked about the Curves model is it was 30 minutes. It was a very small square foot space, so the overhead was really low, minimal equipment, and the model just worked. And I said, you know, what if I take what I love, which is kickboxing, and put it in a 30-minute workout? And that's how we got 9 rounds, because it takes 30 minutes to do 9 rounds. And you know what? I scraped it together, really bootstrapped the business, and put it next to one of the karate schools, and I didn't even put a sign on the building. I couldn't afford one. And, you know, personally at the time, I had no credit, no money. I had a baby on the way, and, you know, holy moly, it was crazy. But in the first month, we had 100 members in 30 days, and with no marketing, no sign, I mean, just, you know, and I was like, wow, we've really got something here. And that's the moment I said, you know, Heather's my wife. I said, Heather, we're gonna grow this thing to 1,000 stores. I want to be a number one fitness brand in the world. And you know, Rick, here we are today, 334 stores. We're in 39 states. We're in 8 countries. I mean, life is good.
Man, I'm here getting chills hearing this story, because I'm so glad you shared that, because I think it can be common, and I know you and I have talked about this before, when individuals see people that have become successful, whether it's in sport and life and business, it must be easy for them or lucky, but listen to that story you just told. I mean, bootstrapping, blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, that is from 0 to 100 right there. That's phenomenal.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it looks, when you do something well, it looks easy, right? So people see me or see the model and like, oh, this is easy. But what they don't see is the behind-the-scenes stuff that's really, you know, the burning the midnight oil, the getting up before dawn to work, the, you know, the struggle to make payroll, you know, it's hard. It's not easy. And, it, you know, to me, it's the best. Owning a business, being an entrepreneur, is the best self-development program there is, because any weakness you have in your character will be revealed, period. It's just a matter of time. Any weakness you ever have will be revealed. So it's a matter of, you know, making yourself better so that the business can be better.
Man, great point. I could not agree more. And I mean, just me personally, I love the workout. Of all the training I've done, I mean, I came to your first location, Butler Road, man, 2008, I think, is when I first came. And that's when you and I first met. And the workout is phenomenal. So 334 stores, that's incredible, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. I mean, it's amazing. We're opening about 2 locations a week, and you know, we're just having a lot of growing pains. I mean, it's good pains, it's exciting pains, but, you know, I feel like I'm hiring a new person every week. I'm looking to expand the warehouse or the distribution center. We're looking to go to Japan. We're looking to go to South Africa. I mean, we've got some amazing things in the pipeline, and it's exciting. It's a ton of work, but I love it. You know, when you're just as excited on Sunday night, when you're more excited on Sunday night for Monday than you are on a Friday night, you know you're doing what you love. And, you know, and that's me. I am so thrilled for Sunday, because I know I've got a Monday, a big week ahead of me. I'm going to accomplish a lot of things. So that's kind of my attitude.
Well, it shows, because your energy and enthusiasm come right through. There's no doubt. So we've got the book coming out, 0 to 100. Tell us where we at. When's the launch? Give it to us, because I got to get my hands on a copy.
Oh, you're going to love it. The launch is April 8th. However, we're going to pre-sell starting March 29th. That's my wife's birthday, by the way. She'll be 37.
Nice.
And March 29th, you can buy it on Amazon for only 99 cents. It's a no-brainer. So 99 cents, I'm trying to be a number one on Amazon, obviously, and, you know, I'm hoping the whole world buys it, clicks buy for 99 cents. Between March 29th and April 8th will be the 99 cent launch. But then after that, of course, you can buy in any 9-round location. You could buy it on Amazon.com. You can buy it on BarnesandNoble.com. We'll be everywhere. And actually, I'll be doing some book signings. I'm going to be traveling around, visiting some of the 9-round locations, and doing some physical appearances and book signings. I always love to get out there and meet the people.
Oh, man, that is great. So next Tuesday, March 29th, we can go to Amazon.com. We can find your book, 0 to 100. It's the word zero, Z-E-R-O, 0 to 100, 99 cents, and that gets us the electronic version?
You got it. It'll be Nook, Kindle, it's an e-book format, and it's an easy-read book. I mean, I'm a very simple guy. I think I wrote it on about a fifth-grade level because that's about all I can handle, right? So
that's a great problem.
It's an easy read. You even got a few photos in there. Everybody likes pictures, right? So of me growing up, doing karate, and me and Heather getting married at the courthouse, and it's exciting. In fact, one photo, Heather's pregnant with Jackson, and she's like, I can't believe you put that photo in there. But you know what? It's just, I want to show people that I'm a real person. I've been through a lot of struggles, just like most people are. Everybody's fighting something, whether it's emotional or physical or financial or whatever it is. Everybody's finding something, and the key to living a good life is just do the best you can and never give up. If you do that, you'll be great.
Well, man, it sounds like this book can just cover so many categories from life, business, personal development. Am I right? That's what I'm hearing.
You got it. It's not just a business book, or it's not just a life book. It's kind of a blend of all of it, because life is a natural teacher, and sometimes you learn these things and you write them down, and I want my kids to be able to look back and read this and say, wow, that was a neat story, and let people know that if you can see it in your mind, you can achieve it. I mean, no matter what it is. I mean, and a lot of people ask me all the time, Shannon, did you ever think you'd get this big? And the real answer, the truthful, honest answer, is yes, because that was the goal from the beginning. I mean, I said, I want to have 1,000 locations, and it's wonderful to see that happening. So you got to think big, you got to dream big, and the book is about a little bit of everything, a little bit of philosophical, a little bit of business, a little bit of my own personal thoughts and ideas on life, and I hope people enjoy it.
Well, I thank you for that. Honesty and honest answer about, hey, Shannon, do you ever think you'd get this big? And the answer is yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know this has always been your attitude. I'm going to take you back to 2011, and you and I were working together at the time. It was months before your fight, and you were already calling yourself a world champion. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You got it. I mean, you have to, I've already, a good thing I do, and for people listening, I think a great thing to do is prepare for it. I mean, put a space in the garage for your Lamborghini. Clear out the space, put the space there. Call yourself, I'm a world champion. Call yourself a bestseller. That's what, think about that. I mean, not doing it arrogantly or boastfully, but put it in your mind that you're already there. See yourself there. And you're right, I did that. I felt the weight of the belt around my waist for my world title. I felt that. I imagine myself standing on the stage, having 1,000 locations and a sea of 9-round owners out there just excited and pumped at convention, at our yearly convention. Your mind is so powerful, and your mind works in pictures. So if you picture these amazing things, amazing things are going to come out. And that's one of the reasons I don't watch the news, or I don't look a lot at the Facebook feed, because I can't control what picture my mind's going to see. I can't control what other people are going to put up. So you have to be very mindful about what goes in your mental factory. That's your mental factory.
Folks, I want you to rewind that last minute or two and hang on to that, because those were some super valuable words. Man, this is phenomenal. So, folks, we are here with Shannon the Cannon Hudson, author of 0 to 100. Mark your calendars, Tuesday, March 29th. Go to Amazon.com. It's the pre-launch, only 99 cents for the ebook. To learn more about 9-Round, visit 9round.com. Shannon, 30 seconds left. Give us some last words.
Hey, 30 seconds left. Listen, I'm a capitalist. I'm an entrepreneur. I hope you buy the book and enjoy it. It's a great read. And listen, this is a people – here's what – people say, how do you get rich? What does money look like before it shows up? Well, here's what it looks like. It's people. You know, I want you to get very rich at the service of others, not at the expense of others. So my goal is to become a rich person by serving others, having a servant attitude, and just doing the absolute best I can. God bless everyone, and, you know, let's go to the thousand stores. Thanks for listening today.
Man, that is phenomenal. Shannon, it's been a pleasure, buddy. I cannot wait to get my hands on the book, and I can't wait to read it. So, hey, buddy, best of luck, and we'll see you at the convention, and see you sooner than that.
Thanks. Yes, sir. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Visit 9rounds.com. Until next time, make today a great day.